I've decided to take things a step further because I am just absolutely crazy in the kitchen. Yes! Hi, everybody. This is Yvonne Lentzel. I'm back for another episode of my show. It's been renewed for one more time. Yes! And it's great to be back here. Thank you. Thank you. Today I've got a pan in front of me, and in that pan right now is butter that has actually probably been in there a little bit too long. I've got the heat at around 7. Oh, Lord, this is crazy. And what I'm doing is I'm dumping pierogies in there. Yes! I'm not dumping them, actually. I'm just placing them with a fork. And I love that sound of sizzle. It's just like going into a sauna, a really, really hot sauna, and you sit on the bench. That's exactly the sound that your bum makes when you hit the bench of a really, really warm sauna. Let's just take that in for a second. Now, I'm frying pierogies. These pierogies are actually ready to eat right now. You could heat them up, just warm them up a little bit in the microwave, and you can eat them just as is. But I've decided to take things a step further because I am just absolutely crazy in the kitchen, and I am putting them in a hot pan of butter. The butter is boiling, it's frying, it's doing all the sizzly kind of things, just like you got a guy who brings you that Szechuan dish at a restaurant and everyone goes, oh, what's that? Oh, I want that too. And the next thing you know, he's got 20 more orders. The little freak. But anyway, this is in there. I've got the pierogies there. Now, if you don't know what a pierogi is, you got to Google it. I'm not going to explain it. I'm running out of time.
Oh, no!
Because if I wait too long, these things are going to burn, and they're no good burnt.
No!
You ever had burnt popcorn? It's the worst. So, and also, what is really key here is to have onion. Now, I've got extra pieces of onion here, little thinly sliced chopped onion. And what I'm doing is I'm surrounding the pierogies right now. You can't see it, but trust me, sweetie, it's fantastic. I'm surrounding the pierogies in this onion, and the onion is sizzling too, and it's spreading its sizzling juices all over the pierogies, and I just can't wait to bite this. Now, one of the key things is to do not, there's one I left. I was going to say, don't let them cook or fry too long on one side because they're going to be burnt.
No!
It's going to be like someone who fell asleep on a life raft. He was stranded, and he's in the ocean, and he had no hope. He fell asleep. He wakes up about 4 hours later, and he's crisp. That's what would happen if you left the pierogies here. And I got 4 pierogies in there. Doesn't that sound great? Listen to this. Oh, don't you love it?
Yes!
Remember, pierogies are good by themselves. They're boiled, a little bit of onion on them. You could eat them. Heat them up. But what's even better, fry them in butter, baby. It's so easy.
Yes!
The only thing I don't like about the frying is these little flakes of buttery oil goes flying. And sometimes when I cook naked, it hurts.
Oh.
It hurts. So that's why I have a towel wrapped around me. And I'm just getting sizzled up around the chest area a little bit. So that's it. That's the show. Fried pierogies is today's special. I'm going to turn off this little recorder, and I'm going to eat these, and I'm going to love every single second of it. Try them out, sweetie, okay? And if you don't know what pierogies are, well, just Google it, okay? Love ya. Bye. This is Yvonne Lentzel signing off.